Hello and welcome once again to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. My name is Peter Morden and I'm the team leader, senior pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Leeds. The title of today's reflection is Precious, and we're going to be looking at Psalm 17 under that heading. Let's come to our God together in prayer. Lord, indeed, to us you are precious, and your word to us is precious, worth more than fine gold or rare jewels. We pray that your word would just dazzle us today, that it would inspire us, that it would fire us, that it would shape and reshape our lives. And Lord, we ask that as we meditate on it together, you would bring great joy into our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Psalm 17, and I will read through the whole psalm. Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for people's deeds, by the word of your lips I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. My steps have held to your paths, my feet have not slipped. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who assail me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their calloused hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down, they now surround me, with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a great lion crouching in cover. Rise up, O Lord, confront them, bring them down. Rescue me from the wicked by your sword. O Lord, by your hand save me from such people of this world whose reward is in this life. You still the hunger of those you cherish. Their sons have plenty, and they store up wealth for their children. And I, in righteousness, I shall see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. It's a slightly longer reading than we sometimes have, and it may be that God has spoken to you through a particular verse or a particular section, and that's not the section that I'm going to pick up today. If that's the case, and you feel that God is leading your thoughts in a particular direction, I encourage you to go with that. I remind you of one of the founding principles of these podcasts, that the Word of God in the hands of the Spirit of God has a power that is, in a sense, all of its own. Sometimes a word from Scripture will just impress itself on our hearts in the power of the Holy Spirit, and we'll want to sit with that, we'll want to meditate, we'll want to reflect on what God is saying to us personally. So don't be afraid to do that today. Quite the reverse. But where I want to focus this morning, where God has led my own thinking, is verse 8, one small verse in the context of the larger psalm. And the words there, "Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings." How much do you think you're worth? Apparently, broken down into its raw components, the human body is worth about £140. That's what it is worth in terms of its chemical constituents. How much are we worth? Well, if we just think of it in merely material terms, then it seems that we are not worth very much at all, just about £140. But of course, we're worth much more than that. And if we ask God the question, well, how much are we worth? Then we get a very different and a much more wonderful answer. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Thinking of ourselves as the apple of God's eye is not something that many of us are used to do. The phrase is actually an old English phrase which was first used in our Bible translations in Reformation times. It's there in the King James Version of the Bible to translate this verse. And it renders a Hebrew idiom that talks about the pupil of our eye, the very centre of our eye, and how, in a sense, someone who is the apple of God's eye is loved by God, is delighted in by God. God fixes his gaze on them, and he does so in love. He cherishes such a person. And these are extraordinary things for us to think about. God loves us, God cherishes us, and God says that we are special. Not worth £140, not worth £140,000, but absolutely priceless in his sight. He made us, and in Jesus he has saved us. And verse 15, we are eternally secure. It's an extraordinary picture in that final verse of the salvation that we have in Jesus, set out for us in such a vivid way. In righteousness, I shall see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. The promise of the New Testament is that we, even us, will see Jesus face to face, and Jesus will look at us, and we will, in a sense, know that we are the apple of his eye. He will see us, and we will be firm and secure in his presence, and we will see him, and we will be like him. What a wonderful promise. And it's a promise for us to hang on to today in the midst of life's struggles. If we just broaden out and look at the rest of this psalm, we can see that we know that we are precious to God in the midst of really tough circumstances. The psalms are so realistic. They talk about enemies. They talk about difficulties. They talk about tough things. And it may be that in your place of work, it may be that in your home life, it may be that in your finances, in your family, in your neighbourhood, in the life of your church maybe even, you are facing some tough things, some tough decisions. Life is hard right now. The valley may be deep and dark. But it's in these circumstances that the psalmist knows that he is the apple of God's eye, and he knows that he is eternally secure. whatever falls, however dark and difficult and twisting the valley may be, these things are true. God says to us, we are precious. And God says, you are eternally secure. I've said this phrase once before in these podcasts, but it bears repetition, that every drop of blood, every bead of sweat that fell from the cross had our names written on it. We are secure in Jesus, and we are the apple of his eye. And so we journey on into today and tomorrow, reassured of these truths that are indeed precious to us and strengthened for all that God has for us in the days that are ahead. We pause and we pray. Thank you that we are so valuable to you. Help us today to really drink deeply of this truth. Maybe that we have grown up in an environment where we received little encouragement or affirmation. Maybe that we were mistreated by those that we trusted. It may be simply that life has been tough and it's just worn us down. And we feel actually that we're not worth very much. We may be in a work situation, we may be in a family right now where we just don't feel affirmed and loved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are the apple of your eye. And thank you that one day you will not only gaze upon us, but we will gaze upon you. We will see your face and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are deeply, deeply loved. Thank you for this immense and indeed for us immeasurable value that you put on each one of us. Thank you that you have made us and you have saved us and you will save us completely in the end. And we praise you for the way that these precious, precious truths nerve the psalmist to live faithfully and creatively in the rough and tumble of the real world, surrounded by enemies, surrounded by difficulties, going through times of darkness, of pain and confusion. Thank you that he was able to live faithfully, creatively, even joyfully in these times, because he knew these truths deeply in his heart. Help us to follow his example and so follow Jesus as our Lord and as our Saviour. In Jesus' name, Amen.